You are back again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so pull up a chair and get your Bible and turn your radio up and be ready to follow along as we study these stories from the Old Testament. We're looking at the history that is revealed in the Bible. There are many historical books in the Old Testament full of wonderful Bible stories. And we're looking at the reign of Saul. We'll begin reading in a few moments. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 8. And I could tell you these stories, but really it's best to just read them right out of the Bible. I was teaching a vacation Bible school the other day, and I told what I thought was a very familiar Bible story. And of the children that were gathered together to hear that Bible story, there was only one that had heard that story before. This really surprised me. Parents, we need to be teaching our children these Bible stories. If you don't know them yourselves, get yourself a good Bible story book and read these stories to your children. You need to know these stories, and your children need to know these stories. And so I'm going to be reading this in just a moment about the reign of Saul from 1 Samuel 13, beginning in verse 8. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And what we're going to see is that Saul had gathered the people together at Gilgal, and the Philistines were ready to make their attack. And Saul was told to wait for Samuel before he made the offering. While Saul was waiting, he became impatient. And we're going to begin to see in these stories some of the character flaws of Saul that eventually brought forth his downfall. And so 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 8. Before I begin reading that, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now follow along with me if you can. Listen, if you can't read your Bible at this time, but if you can, open your Bible, 1 Samuel 13, 8, and follow along with me. It's talking about Saul. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither the burnt offering to me, and the peace offering." And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering of the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines assembled themselves together at Mishmash. Therefore," said I, "now will the Philistines come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not entreated the favor of Jehovah. I forced myself, therefore, and offered the burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Jehovah thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would Jehovah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Jehovah hath sought him a man after his own heart. And Jehovah hath appointed him to be prince over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Jehovah commanded thee." And Samuel arose and get him up from Gilgal into Gibeah of Benjamin. I'm going to pause in my reading right there. We're at 1 Samuel 13 and verse 15. It's the beginning of a paragraph in the American Standard Version. But I want you to notice Saul wanted Jehovah's favor, and he wanted to offer a sacrifice to him. But he did it his way, instead of the way Jehovah had commanded. Saul needed to learn that we need to do God's things God's ways. Sometimes we say it this way, we need to do Bible things Bible ways. Now Saul may have had good intentions, and as far as his heart was concerned, he knew he wanted Jehovah's favor, but he just wanted Jehovah's favor for himself. He wasn't glorifying God in obedience to him. We cannot do things our own way and say, well, it is for Jehovah, not when we're just doing what we want to do. If we want to do what Jehovah says in a manner that glorifies Jehovah, we're going to do God's things God's way. Now let's look at 1 Samuel 13. In the middle of verse 15 is a new paragraph in the American Standard Version. It says, Saul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan his son and the people that were present with him abode in Geba of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Mishmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned unto the way that leadeth to Ophrah, unto the land of Shaul. And another turned the way that came to Beth Horon. And another company turned in the way of the border that looked down upon the valley of Zeboam toward the wilderness. 1 Samuel 13 and verse 19. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistine said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share, his coulter, and his axe, and his mattock. And yet they had a file for the mattocks, and for the coulters, and for the forks, and for the axes, to set the goads. And so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his sons, there was found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out into the pass of Mishmash. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 14. Now it fell upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come, and let us go over to the Philistine garrison that is on the yonder side. But he told not his father. And Saul abode in the uttermost part of Gibeah under the pomegranate tree, which is in Migron. And the people that were with him were about 600 men, and Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the priest of Jehovah in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. And the people knew not that Jonathan was gone. And between the passes by which Jonathan sought to go over into the Philistines' garrison, there was a rocky crag on one side, and a rocky crag on the other side. And the name of the one was Bozes, and the name of the other was Shenah. The one crag rose up on the north in front of Mishmash, and the other on the south in front of Geba. 1 Samuel 14 and verse 6. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over into the garrison of these uncircumcised, that it may be Jehovah will work for us. For there is no restraint to Jehovah to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thy heart. Turn thee, behold, I'm with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we will pass over unto the men, and we will disclose ourselves unto them. If they say thus with us, tarry till we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and will not go up unto them. But if they say, come up unto us, then we will go up, for Jehovah hath delivered them into our hand. And this shall be the sign unto us. And both of them disclosed themselves into the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, Behold, the Hebrews come forth out of their holes where they've hid themselves. And the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, Come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor-bearer, Come up after me, for Jehovah hath delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor-bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer slew them after him. And that first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, was about 20 men, within, as it were, half a furrow's length in an acre of land. And there was a trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison, the spoilers, they also trembled, and the earth quaked. So there was an exceeding great trembling. 1 Samuel 14 and verse 16. And the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah and Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, for they went hither and thither. Then Saul said unto the people that were with him, Number now, and see who is gone from us. And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. And Saul said unto Ahijah, Bring hither the ark of God. For the ark of God was there at the time with the children of Israel. And it came to pass, while Saul talked unto the priest, and the tumult that was in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased, and Saul said unto the priest, Withdraw thy hand. And Saul and all the people that were with him were gathered together and came to the battle, and behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great discomfiture. Now the Hebrews that were with the Philistines as beforetime, and that went up with them into the camp from the hill country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites that were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise, all the men of Israel that had hid themselves in the hill country of Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So Jehovah saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over by Beth Aven. 1 Samuel 14:24. And the men of Israel were distressed that day. For Saul had abjured the people, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth any food until it be evening, and I be avenged on my enemies. So none of the people tasted food. And all the people came into the forest, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the forest, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Therefore he put forth the end of his rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, Thy father has straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, Cursed be the man that eateth food this day. And the people were faint. Then said Jonathan, My father has troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they now found. For now hath there been no great slaughter among the Philistines. 1 Samuel 14:31. And they smote of the Philistines that day from Mishmash to Ajalon. And the people were very faint. And the people flew upon the spoil and took sheep and oxen and calves and slew them on the ground. And the people did eat with the blood. And they told Saul, saying, Behold, the people sinned against Jehovah, and that they eat with the blood. And he said, Ye have dealt treacherously. Roll a great stone unto me this day. And Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people, and say unto them, Bring me hither every man his ox and every man his sheep, and slay them here and eat. And sin not against Jehovah in eating the blood. and all the people brought them.